step number 4, get grounded and ready to ride. So what we're talking about here is preparation. Thorough preparation is one of the most important aspects of feeling confident. Being prepared feels like you've already done it a million times, and that is why you feel so confident. You probably remember the story, it was a few years ago on TV, of the miners who were trapped in a coal mine in Chile, and it was very, very dramatic, you know, as all of those stories are about miners. And they did something there in Chile that was unlike anything I've ever seen. They were so prepared when they finally did the rescue. They had rehearsed it and rehearsed it. They had then put all the pieces together, and it went off perfectly. I was so impressed by that, and it made me think about the thoroughness of my preparation. Practicing your riding physically and in your mind, plus knowing your horse, are all the keys to being really ready. Visualization is a great, great tool for this, especially if riding time is short. And don't underestimate the power of this. This is so interesting to me. Your body does not know the difference between something vividly imagined and the real thing. That's why people can be a prisoner of war and be in a cell and be there for 10 years and practice golf in their mind every day and come out and play a great game of golf. The first time I made the futurity finals in cutting was when I really visualized a lot. When athletes go to the Human Performance Institute today to receive training, the very first assignment they are given is to do visualization. So putting it all together before you ride that day by getting grounded and doing pre-ride rituals are absolutely essential for emotional control in the next phase of preparation. Getting grounded means getting calm and thinking about your job, going over it in your mind, even rehearse potential problems. If you know that you've had an experience or perhaps your horse is prone to do something, you don't really want to visualize that your horse is doing that, but you do want to visualize solutions just in case it comes up. If you're nervous, kick in your performance tools, breathe, talk to yourself, breathe. Think of what you want to happen, breathe, tell yourself, it's okay, it's great, everything's going to work out well. And always, always do a pre-ride ritual that you connect to strong, positive feelings. This is one of the most important tenets at LGE. It is important for your horse and for you. And the way that you do it is you use thinking and acting tools, we're going to talk about that in a minute, so that you use your mind and you use your body and you connect it to that feeling of being calm, confident, and ready before you go in. And this is imperative no matter what is happening. And actually, last weekend when I showed this one mare, it was really interesting because the classes were really short on Sunday, and this doesn't sound like I was very prepared, but for some reason I thought this class for this one particular mare was a little bit later, and so I found out that I had much less time to prepare. So we did the best that we could to prepare her, and I knew that she was a little bit fresh. And so I just started thinking about how she works and what she does when she's really good and told myself it would be okay, et cetera. Well, I went in to the arena, and of course, sure enough, she was fresh, and you know, I ended up schooling her. But still, the point I'm making is that that moment, I had the ability to kick in the skills so I could be focused, at least do my job. And, you know, the fact that she was fresh certainly wasn't her fault. So if you feel nervous, go back to breathing and loosen your body and really connect to how your horse feels underneath you. So here are some exercises for you in this particular step. Write out a plan for how and when you will practice, number one, on your horse, and number two, in your mind. Number three, plan your warm-up so you're ready to ride at a practice or at a show. And by the way, when you practice getting ready, when you are at home, you will be able to kick these skills in when you go to a more, quote-unquote, under-pressure situation. Plan what you will do when you get distracted or nervous, and plan your pre-ride ritual. That's a biggie.